Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand spanking new edition of Five and Out. I'm Wes.
I'm Steve.
And this week we have a very special, extra special top five for you. What is that top five, Steve?
This week's top five is going to be our top five video games you play in a total virtual reality setting. Basically, think of yourself as kind of the Matrix. You get to play any game you want. You get to jack into the back of your head, and you are completely, completely in that world.
Total immersion.
But then, whenever you're done, and you go
That's
back
right.
and you take a nap, and you wake up for work the next day.
That's right.
So you're not living in this world. You're just playing in this world.
That's right. I like to think that I'm playing in this world as well.
Oh, well, let me tell you, your score is not that high.
But we get to that, we read a bunch of emails, and with all that being said, let's start the show.
This movie, while not starring these people, has these people in the movie. The guy who plays John Locke from...
Terry O'Quinn.
Yes, Terry O'Quinn. The dude who plays Hicks in Aliens and is also in Terminator.
Bill Paxton?
Not Bill Pullman.
Bill
Paxton, Paxson, is actually in this movie too.
Oh, okay.
But the guy that plays Hicks and the guy from the Terminator. You know what I'm talking about?
I thought that was Bill Paxton.
No. Bill Paxton is in Aliens.
Uh-huh.
He's the guy that's like,
game over,
yeah,
man.
Game over. Yeah, but the dude that, like, grabs him and pushes him up against the wall, who, like, kind of has a crush on Ripley.
Oh, yeah.
And in Terminator 1, he's the protector of Sarah Connor.
He's Reese?
Reese, yeah.
I just know him as Reese.
Okay, that dude is the same dude, and he is also in this movie.
Okay.
Merle from The Walking Dead.
Oh,
and
shit.
From Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, what is his name? Michael Rooker.
Sure, he's in it. Billy Zane of Titanic fame.
Yep.
Is in this movie. Sam Elliott is in this movie.
Love him.
Bill Paxton. Charlton Heston.
Oh, well, that guy.
Is in this movie. Jason Priestley is in this movie. Thomas Hayden Church is in this movie. Do you remember Thomas Hayden Church?
Yeah.
For those who don't know, he's the dude, he's in Sideways with Paul Giamatti, and he was on the TV show Wings.
Yeah, and he's also Sandman.
Yeah. So those are all the essential that guys, because Charlton Heston has a very small role, but you're like, oh my God, is that Charlton Heston? And here's your big clue. These are the two main stars of the movie.
Okay.
Kurt Russell, Val Kilmer.
Oh, dude, I don't know.
Does the clue, I'm your Huckleberry, mean anything to you?
Nope.
I watched Tombstone.
I've never seen it.
I'd never seen it until last night, but I'm not a huge fan of Western stuff in general.
Neither am I.
It's a pretty damn good movie, man.
Sure.
It's pretty good. And it was fun to just be like, oh, look at this dude. Because this was 20 years ago. It was 1993 is when it came out. So to see Merle doing work, like, oh my God, I had no idea Merle was doing things 20 years ago. Like, good for him. and just because I love the dude that plays Hicks and Reese. And, like, see him getting work, and he's very good in it. Like, it's cool. Oh, and Powers Booth. Powers Booth is
Powers
it
Booth. Got it.
Is the best fucking name ever.
Yeah, his parents gave him a gift.
It's either a gift or that could have been a real curse. If he became, like, a meth addict.
Oh, sure, sure.
Oh, here comes Powers. Come on over, Powers Booth. Dude, just give me a rock. All right.
It's much better than Steven Fangboner.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not a gift.
It's not a gift.
That is definitely just a curse.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to say your actual last name here on the air.
Oh, no. So I watched a little Tombstone, and Holly and I have been watching Parks and Rec.
That's short for Parks and Recreation for those of you out there.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yep.
That show is funny as shit, man.
Yeah?
It's really good.
Oh, shit, Steve. Get ready for this. Are you sitting down?
I'm not.
Well, you better sit down.
I'm sitting now.
Oh, okay, good. I have started watching The Office.
Woo!
What's up, man?
Yeah!
I'm on season 2, episode 3, and I'm really liking it.
Dude, season 2 and 3 are phenomenal.
Yeah?
They're excellent.
Well, I took you up on that deal.
Good.
Start watching The Office. You're going to start watching, was it Buffy the Vampire Slayer? Was that it?
It was 6 Feet Under?
I think it was Buffy the Vampire Slayer and The Angel.
That was it.
And we're going to throw on some Dollhouse as well.
That's right. I have to watch all of them together in back-to-back sittings.
On three separate TVs at once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the deal is clear.
Yeah. No, the deal was for 6 Feet Under, which I can give you.
Yes.
So
I'm not,
let's
I'm,
do
I'm,
that.
I'll, I'll,
I'll watch it. Don't you worry.
All right.
I'm worried.
You see me sweating?
You look worried.
Yeah, I know.
So you're enjoying The Office?
Yeah, man. I'm enjoying a lot.
Good. Good. Who's your top two favorite characters that are not Jim, Dwight, or Steve Carell?
So you mean the main guys?
Yeah.
Well, I love, gotta love Steven. The big black guy.
Stanley.
Stanley, that's what I said. Sorry. I got Stanley. Steven Fangboner in the brain here. And then after that, Kevin.
Kevin is my favorite non-main character, without a doubt.
Sure. I kind of want to say the HR guy as well, just because.
Toby?
Yeah, just because how Steve Carell's character just goes after him all
and
the time.
And that never changes.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's phenomenal. It's fantastic. It's so good. I'm so glad you're watching it, man. It's great.
Oh, yeah, dude. I didn't realize. Well, of course, I knew that I was going to like it, but I didn't know I was going to like it this much.
Good. So. I'm glad that even after all of the talking it up, it's still coming through.
Well, the talking it up went through the overhype to just being like, I don't think it's going to be that good. So then it was that good. I was very surprised.
All right.
Yeah.
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 So, yeah, man, you got to watch 6 Feet Under.
I will. Right. I'm doing Parks and Rec right now, which I know a lot of people were excited about Chris Pratt being in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
I was not excited about it. I wasn't against it. I just didn't really know Chris.
You were kind of against it.
I was kind of against it because I kind of felt like he might have been the next Jeremy Renner.
Sure.
Getting his balls all over my paintings and stuff. And then I saw Guardians of the Galaxy. I was like, wow, I really like that a lot. And now watching him in Parks and Rec, he is so damn funny. And like the whole show is hilarious, but he is particularly funny and adorable and charming. And
now I heard that you should skip the first season of Parks and Rec. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think you can. I think you pretty much straight up skip it. I think you'd be fine.
Sure.
I did watch it, and I watched the first maybe 8 episodes, and then I stopped watching it for about 9 months.
Okay.
And then I went back to watch it again. So... yeah, I think you can pretty much skip it. It's not that great, but whatever. It's fine.
Sure. I'm going to watch it because I'm that asshole that has to watch every single episode.
I'm kind of the same way about it, though. Mm-hmm. I feel weird jumping into the middle of, even if it's just season 2, I still feel weird about it.
Yeah, same here.
But regardless. So I've been watching some Parks and Rec, watching some Tombstone.
Okay.
Watching all them that guys do the thing, playing a little Horde.
I have been extremely excited because all the shows are coming back on. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. came back on, knocked it out of the park the first 2 episodes, in my opinion. And, man, it went from just such a show at the beginning of season 1 to just a really freaking good show at the beginning of season 2.
I have yet to give that a go.
Yeah. But Castle came back, and that first episode was just terrible.
How many seasons is this now?
7.
Wow.
Yeah. Big Bang, let's see, Walking Dead's coming back soon, Supernatural's coming back.
What is that now for Walking Dead? Is that 6 seasons?
It's 5th season.
5th season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boardwalk Empire is wrapping up its final season.
Oh, cool.
It's cool, man. It's a great time to be alive.
What a time to be alive. Well, good. I'm glad you're happy, Wes.
I am very happy.
I'm glad you're done with your insane work, whatever.
Oh, man, it was tough.
The worst.
It was tough.
I wasn't
even
doing it. I was like, I don't like that Wes is doing this. I'm not even the one working 13 hours a day and then doing 3 hours of rehearsal and boo.
Yeah, it sucked, man. You'd call me up and I'd just be just like, oh, God, Steve, save me.
I can't.
I'm in the middle of a 13-hour day that I need to go to rehearsal, then I need to come back and do a couple hours more work before bed. Steve, help me.
Ugh, awful.
It's terrible.
Awful.
It's terrible.
But what is not awful is the amount of emails we got from our previous top 5. Again, sorry for not being available last week.
Life calls. That was all my fault.
Life calls sometimes.
All my fault, guys.
Life calls.
It was just so busy. But thank you guys for sticking with us. Because, yes, we got a bunch of emails written in from a couple of weeks ago's top 5, which was our top 5 duos. And, oh, my God. My Gmail almost shut down because we got so many goddamn emails. I wish we could read them all, guys, but I'm going to read a few here today, right now. Mike Collette writes in his top 5. His number 5 is Simon Pegg and Nick Frost from the Cornetto trilogy.
Damn it.
I know, right?
It's really good.
His number 4 is Kurt Russell and John Carpenter. Oh.
Because that's Escape from LA, Escape from New York.
The Thing.
The Thing. Ah, The Thing is really good.
Yeah.
Ah, The Thing is really good.
Yeah, The Thing puts it over for you?
It's not going to be my number 4. I appreciate him putting it in. I didn't think about it. But I think Escape from New York and L.A. are really overrated personally.
All right, number three is is the 10th Doctor in Donna Noble from Doctor Who. Again, yep. Haven't watched Doctor Who.
Yep.
But his number two is Walt and Jesse from Breaking Bad, of course.
Yeah.
His number one is Troy and Abed from Community.
Okay. Oh, you got a second on your number one.
Oh, yes. Many people concluded Troy and Abed because they're my peeps.
All right.
Mm-hmm. But Nathaniel writes in his top five. His number five is Brian and Stewie Griffin.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
His number four is Mr. Croup and Mr. Vandemar from Neverwhere.
I'm sorry. What? Mr. Croup and Vandemar?
Neverwhere was a novel written by, oh my God, I'm blanking on the guy's name. The dude who wrote Sandman, Neil Gaiman. And Mr. Croup and Mr. Vandemar are two bad guys in it. And the BBC broadcasted a miniseries on it.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Have you seen it?
I haven't seen the miniseries, but I have read the book.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Educated Man, well, if you're reading.
Unlike you, Steve, I can read.
Well, then I'm just jealous.
His number three is Simon Pegg and Nick Frost.
God, how did neither of us...
I don't know.
Or Dan talk about this.
Because we're all idiots.
Well, I did have the best number one, so... the South Park Boys?
Yeah, that was good. Yeah. That was real good. His number two is Legolas and Gimli.
That is a great duo.
That is, man.
Yeah.
Especially in the Two Towers.
Yes.
Yeah. His number one is Henchman 21 and Henchman 24 from Venture Brothers.
Nice.
Yep.
That's a really good list. I like that list very much.
Nathaniel, thank you. Let's see, another top five. A man named Timothy Adam Murphy.
Timothy Adam Murphy
writes in his top five. His number five is Woody and Buzz Lightyear.
You know what? As soon as we were done doing the podcast, like, how did none of us say that? Like, part of the reason I didn't say it because I figured it would be on someone's list.
Yeah,
and none of us just mentioned it. I mean that could be the best duo, period.
Yeah, of course. His number four is Corey Matthews and Sean Hunter
from Boy Meets World.
Yep, that's correct.
Yeah, it's man,
memories.
They're making a spinoff series now with Topanga, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Girl Meets World?
It is Girl Meets World.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen it?
No.
Okay.
Oh, is it on?
It's on.
Oh, I thought it was still like in the works.
Oh, it's on, and it's going.
Hey, we're doing it, kids. Hey.
His number three is Scooby-Doo and Shaggy. How did none of us?
Because I was never a big Scooby-Doo guy.
I was a huge Scooby-Doo fan.
I don't know. I didn't dislike it. I preferred other cartoons.
Did you see the movies first?
No, God, no.
Okay, good.
No.
Thank God. His number two is Bert and Ernie.
God damn it. So good.
And his number one is Marty McFly and Doc Brown. I know. I wish our top five had more slots on the list and still be called a top five.
This is our top 50.
Yeah, that's right.
There are so many incredible duos out there. That's a really good list, man. These are really good.
All right, this is the last top five that I'm going to read. It's from Macy K.
Macy K.
Number five is Tintin and Captain Haddock. Or number four.
Tintin and Captain Haddock.
I think it's from The Adventures of Tintin.
Tintin. Yeah, I never saw it.
Neither did I.
And it came out right about the same time as Hugo.
Hugo?
Hugo.
No, Hugo.
Hugo.
No, Hugo.
No. Oh. What?
Number four is Gomez and Morticia Adams.
God, I hope I still have that je ne sais quoi when I am that old and dead as they are.
Now, did we talk about if we found Morticia Adams sexy before?
No, but I think we should now.
Let's do it. So, how do you feel?
I think she's teetering on sexy, but I'm not, like, attracted to her.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
Sure.
She does sexy things.
Yeah.
She carries an air of sexiness around her.
Because she exudes so much confidence.
Yeah.
And what's the word I'm looking for?
Titties.
That's exactly. exoticness? Exoticity?
I mean, it is an interesting look, for sure. It is something out of the norm, definitely. Mm. But I just don't find her that attractive, though.
Sure.
But, so, no, do I find her sexy in a way? Yes. Attractive? No.
You know, I think we did have this conversation before, because I think I made the joke that she looks just like you, with longer hair.
And then I think I said, then I will have sex with it all day long. And I don't know if that even makes sense. No. But I'm just going to say it.
But anyway, number three is Simon Pegg and Nick Frost, of course.
Man, we really dropped the ball on that one.
We really did. Number two is Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson.
Yeah.
Yeah, got him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Number one, though, is Asterix and Obelix. You ever heard of this?
From
Asterix the comic.
No.
Never heard of it. Had to look it up.
What is it?
It's a comic about some Vikings. I did the briefest of research on this.
Yeah, it said three words. Comic book, Vikings.
Got it. Nailed it.
I get it. Yeah, I agree. It's a real good number one. The way this is laid out sounds really fucking awesome. All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for all these emails. It's amazing to get this many emails and then realize how foolish we are. Like, oh, Nick Frost and Simon Pegg, no!
I can't believe it! I never knew there were so many pairs of things in the world that I liked.
They're so good!
The best duo of all, titties.
Why? Why was that not my number one?
I don't know! Especially for you!
I know! Oh, God. So, thank you guys again. We always love to hear from you. It keeps us on our toes, and I don't know.
The keeps us on our, we're always a little anxious when we open that old email.
No, actually, to be honest, it does kind of keep me on my toes. We're like, when I'm doing a top five, you know, I get my first, you know, the initial things that I think of for the top. I'm like, yeah, that, okay, that.
You throw them out because they're all terrible.
Oh, they're awful. They're usually just titties and booze. Like, okay, can't do that.
Best duo is titties and booze.
No. I can't do that. So I get my, you know, the first couple of things that come to my mind. Then I start to think about some of the, like, the sleeper picks or whatever. And mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, this is my five. And I'm like, wait, I got to make sure I don't miss a totally obvious, super good one.
Mm-hmm.
So that when people write in, I don't feel like a complete idiot. And you know what though? There are so many duos mm-hmm. that I feel you 10 people can compile different lists and they're all going to be really good.
Yeah, of course.
But some of our other lists, when someone writes in, you're like, you guys totally forgot this. I'm like,
you're so right.
So I do mean, it does keep me on my toes because I go back and I say, God, am I missing something? Am I an idiot? A bigger idiot than I think I am.
Most of the time, yeah.
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 Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
Most of the time, yeah.
But guys, again, Steve said it best. Thank you again for writing in. But we have to move into our top five, which is this week, Steve.
We are going to be counting down our top five video games we would like to play in a totally virtual reality world.
God, I hope that's not the title of this podcast. I don't know how to shorten that down.
So the long story of that already long title is basic ideas. Let's say, Wes, you know what? You just finished your 13-hour shift. You just finished your 3-hour rehearsal. You just want to kick back. You're going to go into your second bedroom mm-hmm. that is basically your video game virtual reality room.
Mm-hmm.
It's got like a treadmill kind of floor thing. So when like you're running, the floor moves. It is just totally VR. You are completely submerged. But then you know
there's like Kinect or like PlayStation Move integration where everything I do is translated.
Yeah, but yeah. Like it's you don't feel like you're ever holding, you know, one of those Move things or like you are in that world. You're like plugged into the Matrix basically for this. But the difference is
mocapped into the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? And you can whenever you're done though, you're unplugged, you're done, you go back to your bed. You're not living in this world forever. You're just playing this video game.
Sure.
Completely submerged Matrix style.
And that's gonna be the title of the podcast. That whole last 30 seconds.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. we have a court reporter here just jotting that all down for us.
Yes.
So that's the real long explanation. What games do you basically want to plug yourself in Matrix style and play?
Sure.
And then you're out.
Because video games are male power fantasies anyway, most of them.
Yeah, a lot of them are.
Before we dive into the top five proper, I have a quick question I want to ask you. I was listening to a podcast a couple of weeks ago, and they were talking about virtual reality. Like, we have the Oculus Rift now.
Mm-hmm. Oculus Rift.
What did I say?
Oculus.
Oculus Rift.
We got the Oculus Rift.
We got the... someone is developing some kind of treadmill thing that can translate into the game. Like, you can walk in real life, and you can walk in the game. Like, they're going to be developing some, like, probably some, you know, gun controllers
Battlefield
4, like, stuff like that. This guy was saying on the podcast that this might put him over the edge on the debate whether video games cause real-life violence.
I mean, when they become... So, if we're talking what you're just talking about there, or like what we're talking about of, you know, the fictional basically Matrix plug-in.
Mm-hmm.
I think you and I are both on the side that video games do not beget violence from people.
Yeah. As of today, no.
But however, if they become so basically a simulation of life in the, into the effect where you can almost not tell the difference, like it's like a plug-in kind of thing, or like you're walking and you're actually holding a gun and, you know, that sort of thing, and then it improves your, you know, like your marksmanship and your, you know, you can program things into a computer that simulate these, like, you know, like a terror situation, you know, or mm-hmm. something where, like, the, again, like, I'm not saying it causes violence, but I think at that point it can be used as a tool to, like, hone your violent skills, and much more than it, like, than it is now.
Interesting. And I think we have to mention that since video games are getting more and more lifelike, if we can do that in the near future, like plug into that world, and we're just mowing down just groups of lifelike people. I mean, obviously, people like you and me have grown up with the disconnect
sure.
between us and the screen, you know, that won't affect. But, like, just a child growing up, you know, 4 years old and, like, maybe not being able to distance
tell the
himself.
Difference
yeah.
between reality and the simulation that, yeah, mm-hmm. I agree, definitely. If it gets to that point, I mean, then there's, you know, I think there would need to be more stringent, you know, controls on what kids, because I mean, it's
maybe the video game rating system will actually mean something,
right? Yeah. For sure. So yeah, I mean, there's but I still think we are, I do not think, this is obviously a very in-depth politically charged talk, but I'm just going to leave it with this point here,
sure.
is that video games do not cause violence.
Yes,
they are an outlet for people to just as TV and movies and whatever, it is just a creative outlet for, not, I mean, creative artistic outlet for the developer and producer, but it is just it's a fun thing to do, sort of, you know, sort of deal for people.
Sure.
And there is a reason that there are ratings on movies, TV shows, video games, because I do not want my 7-year-old kid playing Grand Theft Auto. I don't.
But you do want them watching Braveheart.
But I sure as hell do. To learn the difference between sword violence and gun violence.
Sure.
If you are a naturally, you know, if you're predisposed to violence and those sorts of things, maybe video games can, you know, unlock new ideas in you, like whatever that is, mm-hmm. whatever. It does not cause violent things.
Sure.
That's my... Cool. We can have this debate for 7 hours, but that's not what we're here for.
No, definitely not. No, we start with titties, head into political debate, then move back to titties.
Bring it back to titties and booze. So you know what? I'm going to start with my number 5.
All right. Lay it on me.
I went for a pretty... So the way I kind of approach this 5 is I've got this sweet VR, you know, like Matrix plugin, but I have 5 games.
Sure.
That's the kind of way I looked at it.
Yeah.
So I kind of wanted to have a little varied experience with those 5. And I know this one's not going to be on your list, but I think there are some out there that may agree with me. I am not a great athlete.
Oh, Steve, don't sell yourself short.
I'm you know what? I'm not, you know, let me put it this way. I'm not entering any professional sports anytime soon. At least being a participant on the field or court of play.
You know, me being so athletically uninclined, you with just the barest modicum of sports ability makes you seem like Wilt Chamberlain to me. So
again, we're talking completely submerged VR. The idea of putting a game like Madden Football or NBA 2K in, where I'm, you know, I'm on the court, I'm playing one-on-one against Michael Jordan, I'm throwing touchdown. It, to me, I really can't decide if I would rather have it be a football game or a basketball game. Because I love basketball more, but I just don't know. I don't know. And since I know it's not on your list, I'm
sure.
just going to put them both in there as my 5. As, let's just say it's like an EA Sports compilation pack or whatever.
Sure,
like.
Sure.
But the idea of being like, man, I just watched this awesome football game. I want to. Yeah, I go in the room, jack in, and then like, boom, throw it. I'm just chucking touchdowns, and like all of a sudden I can run. You're like a real football, like a running back, and stiff arm dudes. Like, ah, touchdown, bitch!
Yeah, that'd be really cool, because not only would it be fun to play, but it would actually make you become better at the sport in real life.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
would be cool.
So it would, yeah. So it wouldn't just be like me playing football. You know, it would be me playing just like a video game. I would be playing as the good players, so like I would actually have abilities. Yeah.
Oh, man, I want the football game to come with just this big sweaty guy. Whenever you get tackled, he just shoves you over. Like, that's what I want.
You come out of your second bedroom like, oh, my God, I stink and I poop my pants. Oh, my God. That game was awesome. So my number five, I'm doing football. I'm doing basketball. I just want to be able to be a sports guy. Like, at the high, sure. That's the closest I think I would ever be able to get to, like, playing sports at the highest level.
All right. Well, my number five might be on your list. My number five is Metal Gear Solid.
Ooh, it's not. And I didn't even think about it.
Mm-hmm. I went, well, first of all, my top five.
Fuck, that's good.
Like you, I wanted some variety as well. So I needed some stealth action.
God, that's good.
Need to be able to.
I'm mad. Yeah. I'm not even going to let you talk because I'm so mad. I didn't even think about it.
Work on your stealth ability, sneaking up on people, tranking them.
Sorry, one more time. Which are you doing? Metal Gear Solid?
I couldn't decide between Metal Gear Solid 1, like an up-resed version.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Or Metal Gear Solid 4.
That is the pick. That is the pick.
But yeah, man, just, you know, I mean, if any of you have ever played Metal Gear Solid, you know how great of a game it is. And how fun the stealth action is. And I just wanted to experience that in real life.
Do you know how incredibly freaky it would be, though, that for those who have played Metal Gear, again, it's supposed to be stealthy, but as soon as you are detected by one of the enemies, there is a very, very iconic noise that makes...
Bling!
This bling! And this exclamation point goes off, and then it immediately goes into this fast pace, like, bum, bum, ba-da, dun, 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 dun. This music, while you're trying to evade all these reinforcements that come. But if you're in this, if you're plugged into this game and you're sneaking, whatever, and you have no idea that there's a dude over there, and all of a sudden, like in full surround, you know, jacked into your head, blink!
Ah!
Oh my God, I also pooped my pants.
Now, this would cause some problems because in Metal Gear Solid 4, at least, I can't remember if you do this in the first one, but you hide in boxes.
Oh, yeah, you do them both.
So, okay. Well, when you put a box on, do you just see the inside of the box? And you're just bumping into shit in the game?
No, you look out the... You can do it in the actual game. When you're in the box,
okay.
I think you press L1 or something, and you look out the, like, the finger holds.
Oh,
the, like, the oval
okay.
Part. Yeah. So you can... You can only see this little, you know, line of sight, but you can
sure.
just, yeah, you can look out of it.
Man, that would be really cool, just hiding in the box in a corner and just waiting for everybody to leave and, okay, I think the coast is clear. You slowly raise the box lid and then, ba-ding!
Ah! Poop a pencil, girl! That's so good, man.
Yeah, that's my number
that
five.
So good.
Metal Gear Solid.
And then you get to, and if you're playing Metal Gear 4, you would get to pilot the Metal Gear.
Mm-hmm.
Which, oh man. And by the way, if you've never seen, if you have ever seen Wreck-It Ralph, have you seen it, Wes?
I have not, but I want to.
It's just a real tiny little thing that I find hilarious that Wreck-It Ralph is going through this box. You know, he's like kind of in this like central hub of all these video games.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a bunch of references like Pac-Man and this and blah, 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 all these different video games. And then at one point, he's pulling stuff out of a cardboard box. He goes, and he pulls out an exclamation point and he goes, blink! And he's like, no. And he throws it away. I was like, oh, my God, yes. Yes. I love it.
Did you poop your pants?
Pooped my pants again. That's why I wear diapers.
My pants are so poopy.
I had to poopy his pants. All right. So number four for you, the Metal Gear Solid.
Number five, excuse me.
So we're going to my number four. So, again, going for the variety.
Variety.
I feel like this is not going to be on your list, so I'm kind of cheating again.
Oh, God.
You're
cheating on me, Steve?
I'm cheating on you.
Oh, no. I knew it.
I didn't want to say it in front of everybody, but apparently I am. So, as you know, I'm very big on like strategy kind of games, and I imagine playing one of the following games. I'll narrow it down to two. Something like StarCraft or XCOM, where... Because the idea of both of those games is kind of like you are the commander in mm-hmm. general. Like, you're not necessarily one of the troops on the ground. You are the overseer and tell people where to go and what to do. So, like,
yeah.
I imagine going into a game like that where you almost have, like, a Minority Report type, like, thing in front of you where you can, like, zoom in, like, with you and, like, get down into, like, and basically be standing right next to a soldier or something and then zoom out and you can just be like, whatever your soldier's name, be like Everett, move up three space, you know, and just and have this total 360 view of the whole, like, super futuristic kind of, and being able to, like, hop in and out of different parts of different battles, be like press on, press on, no retreat, like, please get more reinforcements, they're all gonna die, press on.
Could you go into the head of one of your soldiers and
like
see through their
eyes? I feel like I would. That would be something I could do. Like, if they're going to make the VR version of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that, I think...
That's war generals, right? They're basically gods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think it'd be cool to have a... Because, you know, like, it's one thing when you're basically doing... You know, both those games are essentially... They're best on PC. You know, you've got a mouse and you kind of move the screen around. But, like, when I think of it as the Minority Report kind of thing, I'm in this, you know, battle zone kind of, and I can zoom in and blah, like, that just seems... really cool to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it provides some variety. And I just fucking love XCOM so much. So,
sure.
Like, you could check people's cover as you're like, yeah, move up here. Move up here. We're going to take the shot. Grenades!
I haven't played a lot of strategy games. I played XCOM briefly and, like, very sporadically. So, like, I'd get semi good at XCOM, and then I wouldn't play it for like 3 weeks. And I'm like, oh, now I suck again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Great. So no, it's not on my list.
All right. I didn't think it would be. So I'm going to go with XCOM.
All right.
Because I mean, something like StarCraft or XCOM where I can just kind of float in and out. I think it'd be really cool. So that's my number four.
All right. Well, my number four is a little game. You know what? I'm going to, should I? No, I'm going to keep it. My number four is Saints Row 3.
No!
Oh, no.
Honorable mention.
Okay.
Honorable mention.
Oh, man, you kept keeping me on my toes, Steve.
Woo, that's right. Let me write you an email about it.
That's right. I wanted an open world game on here, but
for
I didn't
sure.
want GTA because that's too realistic. So I wanted something cartoony, over the top, crazy shit happening all the goddamn time, Saints Row 3.
Yep.
Just think, you play the game, you're basically a god by the end of it. You could leap off of a building and then fall for 30 seconds. And hit the ground and be fine.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that experience in virtual reality? Looking to each side, like seeing the building windows whiz past you. Just, it's crazy.
And the cool thing, too, about that game, they also have those mini modes that we mentioned before, too, like the insurance fraud.
Sure, sure.
So imagine, again, you're totally jacked in, and the point of the game is to just throw yourself in front of speeding cars to get as much money as possible.
Yeah. Like,
knowing you're not going to get hurt at all. That's super fun.
And you could drive all the cars in the game. You can drive these crazy advanced like aircraft, like army aircraft. You can have all these crazy weapons. And Saints Row 4, don't you have like a disco gun or a...
Yeah. No, it's 3. It's 3.
It's 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
3. You've got the party gun thing.
Sure.
You've got the fart in a jar. The big dildo.
Yep, you got that.
You need to run around a city smacking people with a giant dildo. I mean, that's pretty fucking good.
It should have been my number one, now that I'm thinking about it.
That was actually one of the first things I wrote down, but eventually it got whittled down the list.
Oh, I see. But yeah, I just want something fun, open-worldy, that I can either do some missions and actually play the game, or I can just walk around and just wreak havoc.
Yeah, that's a really good pick.
That's my number four, Saints Row 3.
Very, very good pick. My number three... you know what? I don't like my number three anymore. I should have done Saints Row the Third. Really should have done Saints Row the Third.
Just so you know, I take it as a personal victory when I say something, and then you're like, "Oh man, my list sucks now."
And my list doesn't suck, but I got too cute with this pick.
Sure.
And you know what? So what I'm going to do? I'm actually going to put what the real pick is because I just
it's Tamagotchi.
Because they're virtual pets. I have a real pet in real life. I want to go in my second room and play with my virtual pet.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
No, what I was so my real pick is I'm going to do Battlefield there because. As we had mentioned before, I think there's a part in all of us men folk, and probably in everyone,
that
you want to be tested in a way in the field of battle, but you don't want the repercussions of actually like killing someone or being killed. Or
anything. Of course.
But you just want, like, at least for me, part of me just wants to be tested in that way. And
I feel like everyone has just a tiny adrenaline junkie in them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... the reason I would choose Battlefield over something like Call of Duty or something like that is because Battlefield is so much more expansive and like you can choose the way you want to play much more than Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm.
You can fly planes, you can do helicopters, you can really be a sniper, you can do like there's aquatic stuff. There's all sorts of different ways to approach the game. And don't know, like when you watch certain movies where like guys like, you know, snipers crawling, you know, for half a mile to do whatever, and you're like, yeah, I could make that shot, or you know, like, oh, there's no way I'd make that shot, whatever it is, like,
yeah.
It's just a way to, it's really just me versus you, or like my team versus your team, and we're gonna do this thing, man.
We're gonna duke it out.
We're gonna do this thing. I can stab you. I can shoot you. I can bomb you with a plane. I can do whatever.
So you are saying Battlefield, specifically the multiplayer component?
Yeah.
Okay.
Specifically that part. Where, because then I know it would be, you know, mano a mano, if
sure.
you will. I guess I'd play through the campaign part, but that part seems less fun to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I assume at this point, like, we're all gonna be, you know, jacked into this. We're not gonna be playing 14-year-old kids just on their regular, like, ah, I fucked your mom. Cool, great.
Yeah, awesome. Yep, great. Yep. She is a slut.
Great.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep.
So it relies more on your actual abilities, I suppose, and like than less on control, if you will.
Sure.
It's basically doing, at that point, it's basically something like paintball or whatever, just to the ultimate nth degree.
That kind of ties into my number three.
Okay.
Not the you know, man versus man. Man with man. Or woman. Or whatever. But...
Oh, you're talking about sex.
We're talking about the act of love. Leisure Suit Larry. No, I'm just kidding. My number three is Borderlands 2.
Ah.
Yeah. Specifically, I just picture you and me jacking in.
Don't.
Okay, yeah, we're doing it. We're doing it.
On the list of things to not say again, it's that. That is the list. You, me, jacking in.
Hey, Wes, what did you do last night? Oh, I jacked in with Steve.
Well, I gotta go.
But I just pictured you and me playing in that way, playing together. This is
it's tough. It's tough.
It's taking a
You'll
wrong turn.
You'll get through it.
Okay. But yeah, like playing together, and then we're actually in that world together, killing skags, like
sure.
taking down big bosses, driving the warthog, whatever that thing is.
Yeah. I forget the name of it. The Warthog's from Halo.
Yeah.
But I forget what it's called.
The car.
Yes. That's it. Just call it the car.
Just the car.
Give it that sexy name. The car.
And we're looting everything. We're picking up everything. Like
yeah.
We're upgrading guns. Like it just sounds like, hey, we have you and a good buddy or two or three just wreaking havoc in this post-apocalyptic world.
Yeah.
And then slowly becoming gods because of it.
Yeah.
Like, it's just amazing.
That's a good pick.
That's what I want.
I want to tell you what I got cute with three.
Please do.
And again, now I just feel foolish for saying it. However, as a child, I loved playing SimCity.
Okay.
I loved playing SimCity. So I was like, you know what would be cool? Is again kind of that Minority Report-esque kind of like ability where I could then like walk through the city I am building and be like, oh, you know what? I don't want a Burger King here. Boom, demolished. Then you can zoom out to like the bird's eye view and just kind of watch. And then you can, like, let's see how these bus systems work.
Mm-hmm.
Hop in and you go and like, and then you're like, yeah, you know what? Fuck this whole thing. Alien attack!
Man, not Sim City, but what if you could do that with The Sims? Like, you could just live a whole nother life. Meet a beautiful woman.
Oh, no, that sounds like the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
That sounds like, you know what? My life sucks. I'm going to go to my virtual life. So the cute part is, I was like, oh, man, this isn't even for me, but I just want to make it mentioned because I think it'd be fun for a lot of other people, is Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't really like roller coasters anymore. I've become an old married douchebag, dirtbag douchebag.
Wow, that's tough.
A douchebag. Yeah,
that's even worse.
I get sick on roller coasters now, but if you really like roller coasters, playing Roller Coaster Tycoon in this environment would be amazing.
Oh my god, I think on the Oculus Rift, said it right this time, that they have like a roller coaster game or app
is,
or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah. It sounds really cool.
But imagine Roller Coaster Tycoon where you make your own just impossible roller coasters. Like
1,000 feet in the air.
Where you
2,000, 3,000.
Like, okay, well, you're going to die at the end of this, but that's fine. I made it, so let's do it. Anyway, it's not for me, but I just think it'd be fun for people who really enjoy roller coasters. My gift to you, Roller Coaster Tycoon in the plugged-in Matrix world.
Not really your gift because you're not giving it to them. But
I mean, I just feel like it's maybe it's me. Maybe a lot of people think about it. I just feel like if you like roller coasters, that's a good thing, and you probably didn't think about it.
All right, well, there you go.
So fuck you, Wes.
Yeah, I am properly fucked.
Okay, so that was your number three.
My number three was Borderlands 2.
All right, my number two. I know what I want it to be. This is again where I almost want to split it, but I can't. I've made my choice. I want it to be Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
Ooh.
I want it to be Vice City because that is my favorite world, and tone.
That was the one set in the 80s, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like it's basically Scarface.
Sure.
In Miami in the 80s, and it was the first one that had motorcycles, and it has the best mix, I think, of like gameplay and sense of humor and just cool environment.
Mm-hmm.
But Grand Theft Auto 5 lets you do more things. So I wanted, like, I was thinking, I'm like, you know, I really want there to be some sort of like flight simulator kind of game because I love like air combat games. Grand Theft Auto 5, you can steal, you know, jet fighters from the military and fly them. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of different aircraft. The world is way bigger. There's street races. Because I wanted a racing game too. I'm like, Grand Theft Auto is going to give me essentially a racing game, you know, a simulator,
mm-hmm,
and a flight simulator and this simulator. And the same thing you're talking about with Saints Row, an open world where I can just go in and do whatever the hell I want to do.
Sure.
So it gives me all of those things. I want to go in, I just want to cause chaos. I want to throw grenades and I want to blow stuff up and, like, or I want to hunt down criminals for the police force, or I want to drive an ambulance and save sick people, or mm-hmm, like the game is the most expansive world that has ever been created in a game.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's not like a fantasy world, because Skyrim's world is also enormous. But
yeah,
I'd much rather drive around in Grand Theft Auto than like walk around or ride a horse in Skyrim, personally. So Grand Theft Auto 5 is my pick at number two, just because it allows me to do so many things that I would want to do.
Sure.
And then it also has like the online, actual Grand Theft Auto 5 has online capabilities too. So then I can go in and just, oh, I'm in a world of mayhem.
Yeah.
Like, awesome.
And we can't forget prostitutes.
And if I ever want to get down, I think it's the only game that allows me to get down in a real way.
That's right.
So, just because of the variety.
Put some sass on that.
Thank you. Thank you. And also, yeah, and it just for this, I'm looking for freedom to do what the hell I want to do.
Sure.
This game allows me the most freedom.
Okay.
So, Grand Theft Auto 5 is my number dose pick.
That's a good pick. By the way, after I'm done with Dead Space 3, finally moving to GTA 5.
See, I was a little disappointed to hear you say you're playing Dead Space 3 because I was waiting for you to play 5.
Sure, Dead Space 3 is, I just figured I could just blow through it on normal, and just, you know. But GTA 5, you won't see me again.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. This podcast, this website's done.
I feel like you should wait until like the first snow or something of GTA, and then that's it. GTA, see you guys in the spring.
That's right. Did Wes go into hibernation? No, he went to GTA Vernation.
Vernation.
Okay, well, my number two is a little game. It's Star Wars Force Unleashed 2.
Yeah. Oh, 2?
2. Right?
Oh.
That's the one where you play like Starkiller and you're basically a crazy powerful Jedi at the very beginning.
Yeah,
right?
I've never played 2. I've played 1.
Yeah. I played 2.
Okay.
And I think I had never played 1. Don't know if it's the same thing, but you're starting off as this crazy awesome Jedi. You have all the Jedi powers. You can force push.
Yeah.
You have the lightsaber. I about said the sword.
The sword.
People would have shot me if I said the sword.
Oh, you got the swords?
You got the swords for Star Wars. And you got the lightsabers, of course. And then you can upgrade your force powers.
Yep.
So you're basically just tossing people around like they're rag dolls.
Yeah.
So you can electrify them. You can do all these crazy force things. You can grab TIE fighters out of the sky, crush them, and then throw them at other things.
Yeah.
It's awesome, and I want to do that. And I can't do that, but at least in virtual reality, it'll seem like I'm doing that.
This is going to sound incredibly stupid, but I don't care. I want to have a game created where I am looking for a parking spot, and I have force powers, and I can then move people who park like douchebags up the 3 or 4 feet so I can fit my goddamn car in a spot, I would buy the shit out of that game. Because after playing Force Unleashed the first time, Holly and I were like, man, having force powers would be so awesome. And then what it's boiled down to, like, really, we just want force powers to move douchebag parking cars. Like, that's all we want.
That's so, all we want.
You know what? You can have throwing people and electrocuting them and crushing Typhon. I just want to move douche cars.
Hey, man. Dream big.
No,
Set attainable goals.
It is so fun to play those games and just go, I will use this term, hog wild.
Oh, my God.
I remember there's a... In, I think the very first level in the first Force Unleashed, you actually are walking through this level as Darth Vader.
Oh, yeah.
And these dudes pop out, and like you're on this kind of cliffside, and you just go, woo! Just like, you throw them like 7 miles off this cliff, and they just spin out into nothingness. And you're like, that is exactly how Darth Vader should be doing this shit, man.
Yep.
I appreciate him talking and this and using his intellect or whatever, but you throw these dudes a million miles with the force. Just do it. And then electrocute them on their way out.
That's right. Just to add insult to injury.
Just do it, man. So, just going crazy as a Jedi seems so awesome.
Yeah. And that's what I want to do. And that's why my number two is Star Wars Force Unleashed 2.
Okay. Well, my number one... As soon as it crossed my mind, like, oh yeah, that's it. My number one is Rock Band, Jack Daniels.
Oh, that's good. That's real good.
My entire life, if I could have chose one profession, it would absolutely be rock star.
Yeah.
Like, that is what I would want to do more than anything is to be, even more than like a world champion athlete, I would love to be just a rock and roll force.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be amazing. So I've been in a few bands here and there, whatever. Obviously, I've never attained that dream. It was just fun. It's just fun to play. And so basically, I would get to plug myself into a world of playing songs that I love, and I could float in between singing them, playing the guitar, playing the bass, playing the drums. Anytime my friends came, like, dudes, here we go. We're playing Madison Square Garden. All of us are singing Somebody to Love by Queen.
Yeah.
Here we go. You know, like, whatever the hell the song is, whatever venue, like, it just, that would be the best. You hear 60,000 screaming fans. I know they're not my songs. I don't care.
Yeah.
I would be on stage doing, like, songs. It would just be so, so awesome to me.
That's good.
Incredibly. And as we mentioned before, it's something else where, like, I'm assuming, because you're in, like, Rock Band, the most, is it three? Is that the last one? Three is the last one, I think? Yeah. Like, they had the guitar, like, pro series or whatever. It was actual strings and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I would actually learn how to play guitar and drums and, you know, get better at music as well as I was rocking out 60,000 people at Madison Square Garden.
Sure.
So, my number one, living out those rock star dreams. Playing Rock Band, man.
That's a good one, man.
Thank you.
Well, my number one is much scarier. And this is when I immediately thought, I was like, oh, I'm going to put this at number five. But the more I thought about it, it just kept rising in my list. Because nothing would affect me more than total immersion in this game. Might give me a heart attack. I'm talking about Dead Space.
No way.
It's happening.
Mm-hmm. No.
Immerse myself in that world. Are you kidding? I may only last chapter one. The first encounter with a necromorph, I never play it again. But I want to try that game.
Ugh. Dude,
immersion.
I can't even play that game on my TV with the lights on. Like, listening to a podcast of something completely unrelated about, like, Baroque operas or something. Like,
and your wife giving you a back rub saying, it's okay. Yeah. It's okay.
The game scares the shit, much less actually being there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine it? Just thinking about it makes your heart pump even harder.
I will not imagine
it. Just imagine this, Steve.
I will not.
Yeah, please.
Wow, dude, that's a ballsy pick.
It's a ballsy pick for a ballsy man.
So who picked it?
My girlfriend.
Ah, yeah. Ballsy Jill.
That's right. No, I thought, like, man, how cool would that be? If only for, like I said, if only for like 30 minutes and I'm done. Just done. Like, never again.
Wow.
But, yeah.
Oh. Yeah. God, honestly, that would be probably my number one game I do not want to be jacked into.
Uh-huh.
Ugh. No.
But by the time you get used to it and you power up enough, you're just blowing through all the necromorphs.
Nope.
But
nope. my wife, I'm still trying to get used to saying it. My wife would knock on the door and she would, oh, because she would just hear these, ah, oh, no. It would just be me crying in my VR room. I would just be crying. Ugh, no.
Like, Steve, just move. Like, no, if I move, I'll trigger the next event.
Yeah, seriously, I mean, ugh, God, no.
I'm doing it, man. I'm doing it. If that ever happens, the first game I'm buying is Dead Space.
Ugh.
And I'm going to make you try it.
Nope.
Like, when you're asleep one night, I'm going to sneak in, put all the shit on you.
You're going to jack it. You're going to jack into the back of my head? Is that what you're going to do?
I'm going to jack in.
I'm going to jack into you.
That's what I'm going to do. But anyway, man, my top five in review is RR.
Arse.
My number five is Metal Gear Solid. My number four is Saints Row 3. My number three is Borderlands 2. That's kind of weird. My number two is Force Unleashed 2. My number one is Dead Space.
Oof. Yeah. No. I love your Metal Gear pick. I love it. Could not hate your Dead Space pick more. My number five, I'm going sports hero in some way, Madden or NBA, I don't know, one of the two. Then I'm going XCOM/strategy game, number four. Number three, I'm going to go to the battlefield and test my military wit against all of my real-life foes. Number two, I'm going Grand Theft Auto, five, just for the varietà. Getting spicy on it again.
You're getting real spicy.
And number one, I'm going to live my dream as a rock legend in Rock Band 3.
I really like your number one, man.
Thank you. Yes. I hate your number one.
I know. I'm surprised, like, I for a brief while, I thought about putting a wrestling game on there.
Oh, that would have been really fun.
But I was like, how could that translate into real life if you're, like, body slammed or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that... Yeah.
But whatever. We're not the ones coming up with this shit, obviously, because we're both idiots.
We're big old dummy heads.
That's us. But guys, thank you so much for listening to Two Big Old Dummies talk about their top five
list. By the way, that's our new podcast name, Two Big Old Dummies.
If you're listening on oneofus.net, which of course you are, please check us out on 5play.net. If you're coming over from 5play.net, please check out the other stuff on oneofus.net. They got a bunch of other stuff up here. They're really cool.
Also, as we mentioned before, we love to hear your guys' top five. So if you've got the games you want to be jacked into, let us know. Love to hear from you. Also, if you have any future top fives that you would like to hear us do and you participate in as well, please, we'd love to hear that as well from you.
A future top five people you want to jack in with.
Yeah,
I think.
Just who do you get jacked with, huh? Jack into them.
You can leave a comment here on oneofus.net or on 5play.net, or you can email us at 5playnet@gmail.com. But with all that being said,
Facebook and Twitter are right around the corner.
Oh, well, of course. Right after I die from a heart attack when I play Dead Space.
Right after I jack into you, I'm totally going to finish our... Whoa!
Oh, God.
Well, that's it for us.
I'm Wes.
I'm Steve.
That was five.
And we're out.